Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people. Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
We are now recording.
Why does she say
recording?
That?
I don't know. Recording in progress.
Recording in progress.
Recording in progress. All right, guys. Welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. I know that I sound like I have a stopped up nose and I've been doing a massive amount of cocaine.
Oh, Jesus.
But I've been sick. I've been sick.
Love sick or sick?
No, just sick, dude. My mom had that surgery last week.
Uh-huh.
And it's funny how you get sick when you go to the hospital. Like,
yeah,
isn't that funny? Like, because I mean, that's where sick people go.
Well,
because
your body knows all the medicine and shit is there, right? So it's like, fuck it. If we're gonna get sick, we're gonna get sick here.
Yeah, but at first I was like, oh, this is it. I got the Rona.
Oh, the new one too, the Delta.
The Delta. Yeah, I got the Delta variant. I got the one that is basically turning into flesh-eating bacteria. You know that there
I didn't hear that.
No, yeah, there's an Indian variant from India that is causing like flesh-eating bacteria now. Like,
I feel like this is starting to turn into like a world competition. Like, now India has a flesh-eating one. Like, and then next you know, China will have like
it's like the Olympics. Yeah. Like, I mean, we're bringing it from all over the country. Let me ask you,
like, virus Olympics.
What is the point of even having the Olympics?
Yeah, that I think it's
pointless.
It was supposed to be from last year, right? It's the 2020 Olympics.
Yeah, it was supposed to be 2020 and now 2021. And now they can't put it off another year because like all the next country is getting ready for it, which is I'm pretty sure it's the United States.
No, I don't think so. I think they're the next after.
Can you look that up? Because I can't look that up, but I'm pretty sure Los Angeles is the next place.
Well, remember there was rumors last year when we're still kind of in lockdown, where they were saying that possibly like Disneyland or whatever, Orlando could host the this year's Olympics.
I mean, no. Well, for one reason, Orlando has I-4 so messed up right now. It's not even crazy because they've been doing that I-4 Ultimate Project thing. You know how, like, for the longest time, they had that little stretch of 275 from I-4 until the bridge, like, completely screwed up. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, yeah. I mean, they have to do some type of work, you know?
Well, I know, but like seriously though, like they do it at a slow ass pace.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're contracted, I mean, last thing you want to do is be in a rush. You know,
the thing about Orlando is like, they're not even really improving the roads, like adding more lanes. The lanes that they're adding on I-4 through downtown Orlando is just extra express toll lanes. Do you realize how badly Orlando is tolled?
Yeah, like it's terrible. And it's funny you bring that up. I actually got a call from one of those debt collectors because I owed Selman like $12.
Toll by plate. Yeah, man. Because yeah, I've been doing that. And the thing is that the reason why Orlando does that is because they want to get all the tourist money when they come in the town. That's the only reason they do it.
Yeah, but like, do you have to pay an out-of-state toll bill?
Well, where were you at? We're like, because like they're like it, like for example, we have SunPass and ePass. Like we had a couple of different passes in the state of Florida, and then they combined them together. You know, then they started doing toll by plate. You know, which is good because I think the one toll road that is in Tampa, the one that goes by
veterans?
The airport, yeah, that's the veterans, right? The one that goes by the airport.
Yeah, that's the one that always gets me.
That's the because that's toll by play only, right? I think.
No. You can have a sun pass, but it's like coming from the opposite direction. Like one way is toll by play, and the other way you can have a sun pass or they tow you by plate.
See, isn't that weird though?
That's so stupid.
So let me ask you how you feel about this, okay? So back in the day, they only took your picture like when you did not pay the toll. But have you noticed now when you roll up onto a toll booth to pay, if you do pay, like they're getting your picture coming and going. Like when you pull up, bam, they're hitting you with a flash. And then when you're leaving, bam, they're hitting you with the flash.
Exactly. And then you get in the mail and it's like all grainy. You can't even tell it's you.
Well, you know, for the longest time, this guy here in the Orlando area was selling this spray that you could spray on your license plate. Now, you could still see the license plate, but when the flash would go off, it would blur out your license plate. And ooh, like the guy got into a lot of trouble.
That's a federal offense, isn't it? Or I guess
I don't know, but is it really though? Because I mean, there's no laws to say, oh, I can't put this spray on my damn plate.
Yeah, but who pays for the like the toll roads? Like, what is that funded through? Okay. Our taxes?
So originally, and I know here in Orlando, okay, the 408 was one of the first toll roads through mm-hmm. downtown Orlando. Okay,
mm-hmm.
originally they said, all right, we're only going to toll you until the road is paid for. Okay. Once all the road is paid for, the tolls are going to go away. That was
They're only going to tell you once the road is paid for.
Like they wanted to build this road. Okay. So they wanted to build this like interstate through the area, but they did not have the money at the time. So they made it a toll road. Okay. So then once they made enough money back from the tolls were supposed
to be free,
to go away. Yeah. To go away, but they didn't. Then they created, there is an entire loop around the whole city of Orlando. I don't know if you know that. But,
I kind of remember, but it's been a while.
But it is all toll. Like, for example, for me to go all the way around that whole, like, loop in Orlando, you're talking, like, $15.
But, like, what is the point of that? Like, if you, like, it's just, like,
they're wanting to get the tourist money because we don't have a state income tax here.
Yeah, but a lot of people that go to Disneyland, well, not a lot, but I would assume some or a big percentage of them are from like another country. Like, you imagine coming here from like England and like you get a toll bill and you're just like, what the fuck is this?
But that, what are they going to be like? Oh, what are you going to suspend my license over in another country?
Suspend my passport.
I don't know. Can they even do that? Like, I don't think so. For real. I really, really don't. But, you know, the one time that I did go to jail, like, was because of toll violation.
Wait, they suspend your license?
Yeah, because So I had one of the original, like, e-passes where, like, you had to, like it had, like, a battery in it. You know, now they have, like, these little stickers.
Yeah, they scan. Yep.
Well, I didn't know that the battery was malfunctioning on my e-pass at the time, and I had just moved, and I did not change my address on my license. I was not getting the things, okay? So I got pulled over by a highway patrolman. Now,
But he needs a reason to pull you over, though. That's the thing. It's not
Well, guess what? I had a tag light out. Not both of my tag lights, not my tail light. Not my blinkers. My tag light was out, Sirach.
Jesus.
He pulled me over for that BS, okay? I'm trying to cut back on the cursing because everybody says I've been cursing too much.
Sensitive ears. Boo-hoo.
I know. But anyways, so they pulled me over. Now, it was a African-American highway patrolman, okay?
I already know where this is going.
I get pulled over for that. I'm very polite. I had my license, gave him my registration, gave him my insurance card. I even gave him my concealed carry permit because that is the first thing you want to do when you get pulled over. If you have a concealed carry, is to let the officer know that you have a concealed carry.
Really? I mean,
No, you really, because they're going to look it up and they're going to be able to see.
Oh, okay. So when they run your ID, your concealed carry information pulls up.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So you might as well just let him know, because, you know, it puts him at ease that you're saying, hey, just to let you know, I have a
bazooka in the trunk, but it doesn't work.
but no, you understand what I'm saying, though, right? Like, I mean, yeah. if I was a real like criminal, like that was intending on hurting somebody, I wouldn't tell the cop, hey, I have a gun on me. I'm strapped. Okay. So he calls two other highway patrolmen. Okay. This is all over.
This is a high profile for this high profile pullover.
Yeah. Yeah. The other two highway patrolmen were African-American that showed up. So now it is
his boys.
It is three African. No, see, this is what I thought the whole time. They're like, hey, he got on the thing. He was like, hey, we got this. We got this nerdy ass cracker.
No, I did not say that.
And driving. By the way, I was driving a PT or not a PT Cruiser, a Mini Cooper, like nerdy ass white ass cars.
Like you have to. You're pretty much driving like what a magician would drive. Like you have to tell them you're a magician. And then do a magic trick, because you know black people love magic tricks. So do a magic trick, and they just let you go.
Yeah, like David Blaine when he did that for the Dallas Cowboys, like with Emmitt and all them. Like everybody ran away. Like every time, like David Blaine would like do this magic card trick, everybody would run because they'd be like, "Oh, I don't want that hoodoo on me."
Listen, maybe that'll be a thing. Like if you're a white person, just put a deck of cards in your car. So if you ever get pulled over by a black cop, just all you got to say is pick a card, and you're free to go pretty much after that.
Yeah, and you know what? The card that they would pick would be like a spade, and you know that would be like a racist type kind. You know that would be my luck. But they did. They put my head on the hood of my goddamn Mini Cooper and put the cuffs on me and took me.
Did he tell you beforehand like what was going on? Before he called the other cops, did he like he didn't come up to
say that my license was suspended and he said it was because of unpaid tolls. And I was like, look, I have the e-pass on my car. So it's not like I'm doing this on purpose. Nope. Got out. Now, just to let you know. This is back in my partying days, and maybe I had three 10 milligram hydrocodone.
Did they search you?
I did. I already took those before he walked up to the car.
Like, oh, shit, I already take it.
Yeah, I took those bitches, and I was feeling pretty good by the time they had me in the squad car. Mm-hmm. And now, I don't know if you know this, but, like, pain pills will make you very talkative sometimes.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like trying to be nice and everything to the African-American gentleman.
Well, what are you saying, though, the back seat?
So like, I was like, no, he had me in the front seat.
Wait,
like, handcuffed.
What? Wait, yeah. Time handcuffed. Out. Is this a cop car or like a?
It's a highway patrol car. It's like one of those cars. OK, so they got me handcuffed. I'm seatbelt. And you know me, like I'm trying to be nice, you know, like. I'm like, oh,
like, hey,
so,
how's it going?
How long have you been doing this for?
How's the Reverend? Know? How's the Reverend doing?
Yeah, and I was like, you know, and then I guess I got a little too personal because criminals probably do want to threaten their like families and stuff. And I was like, so are you married, kids, everything
where do you live?
Like that?
Where do you live? What's your address?
Yeah, he turned and said, shut the F up.
Wow. I would have been like, wow, all this is for a toll bill?
Yeah. And then I was thinking, I was like, you know what? I probably shouldn't be asking all these or trying to be friendly and stuff. But, you know, so I finally get to 33rd, which is the county jail in Orlando.
That's what it's called, 33rd?
Yeah, well, it's on 33rd Street. So that's why they call it 33rd. But I get there and then you have to go through like this medical thing. Well, first they put you in a holding cell, okay? Because you got to get your pictures taken. And then everybody like, because that's the other thing. They put the toilet in the holding cell. So like, if you have to take a dump, you got to do it in front of everybody.
Oh my God.
Like seriously. But like people were pulling like drugs out of their ass cheeks, their clothes. Whoa, wait.
This is in the holding cell? They're not watching? Like, because, the cops aren't watching?
No, not really. Because if you get caught with, like, bringing contraband into a jail, like, that's a felony charge. Like, right off the bat.
Well, I mean, that's kind of silly, though, because it's just like, you know,
I had already snuck stuff in, but it was in my stomach. So I don't see how.
Yeah, once it's digested, is no longer evidence, right?
Yeah, like, So like a dumbass, when you go, so they make you take your picture, which your mugshots are the worst. Like, they catch you off guard. And they do it on purpose.
Oh, like, yeah. Make you look like
they
a piece
go 3-2-1, but they get you on like 2. Like, they'll hit you with the flash.
Or they already took like, it. They took it as soon as you walked in.
Yeah. So then you got to go through your medical like thing where a nurse checks you out. And then they ask you, like, all right, are you on any medications? And this is when I'm still on those mood stabilizing drugs that I was on. And as soon as I told them that, the nurse raises her hand and like some like alarm goes off. They put me in the psych ward, Ciroc.
Why did you just lie? Just say no.
I did not know. I was a dumbass and did not know.
Oh my God. Are you on any medications? Well, I get nervous around a lot of people. Like, it's like say a bomb at airport, pretty much.
Yeah, like, or your best friend is Jack and you're like, hi, Jack, or whatever, you know, like something dumb like that. So I could have gotten out that night because of the bondsman.
Was this a weekend or a weekday?
Oh, this is on a holiday weekend, buddy.
Oh my God. That should be against the law. Like, you shouldn't be allowed to be arrested on like a holiday weekend.
Okay. So, but get this. My mother-in-law at the time, because I'm married, is a nurse at 33rd.
Oh, you should have just lied and say, hey, I'm here actually for an interview. I don't know if this is the normal process.
I know, man. But I could have gotten out that night. But since I got sent to the psych ward, I was on a automatic 48-hour hold.
So what is the psych ward, just a different like department, or like you actually are meeting with other people?
No, you're in there with the crazy people. You know how I was in the institution the last time? Uh-huh. By the way, I thought it was pretty crappy of you to say, oh, I can't do 10:30 because I got somebody coming in to install ceiling fans.
Well, because earlier, I didn't even know that until last
night.
That's
a bad, that's a really crappy joke, by the way.
I'll take a picture of the ceiling fan that was installed.
No, trust me, I've already had enough pictures of ceiling fans sent to me by trolls after I tried to kill myself. So
now I get what you mean. No, see, look, that went way over my head. No, I would never. That wasn't my
okay. Yeah, it went way over your head.
Well, okay. How about this? The fan actually had a malfunction. It didn't work properly, so we got to get a new one.
Yeah, well, luckily, Lummox's house had poor construction and the ceiling fan ripped out of the roof. And that's the only reason I'm sitting here talking to you right now. So hopefully you used the same contract, or hopefully you didn't use the same
contract. You got a really thick dick, man. You got a thick dick. You know, that's.
Oh, I do. Oh, did you ever see the, speaking of thick, this is how my brain works. Did you ever see the movie Rosewood back in the day?
Ooh, it sounds familiar. What is that about?
It's like a Western, Rains, right? Well, it takes place back during, you know, around, right after the Civil War, but it was about a black community called Rosewood. It's in Florida. It is a very, it's a famous story. It's a black community that got, you know, that a lot of racist white people had went into the city and kind of lynched them. But Ving Rhames,
what do you mean, you know, kind of lynched them? How do you get kind of lynched?
Okay, they lynched them. I'm sorry.
We may or may not do this.
anyways, Ving Rhames, you know how he's got pretty broad shoulders, thick ass neck or whatever. Okay. Well, they try to hang him in the movie Rosewood, but his neck was too thick. And like, he was able to sit there and hold it off. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. But like, eventually you would just,
no, he was able to get a knife out and cut his hands free.
Well, these are some terrible, like, lynchmen. They didn't like just search him. Yeah. Like, oh
yeah. Trust me. People in the South were a little dumb. They were all inbred pieces of crap anyways back then. So, but yeah, thick neck. That's the only reason. I'm sorry. I digress. Anyways, one of the things that I wanted to get into is how close to the water do you live? Because I know that you do a lot of running and stuff around Bayshore and do biking and stuff, right?
So I'm like, I can probably walk to Bayshore from maybe like 10-minute walk where I'm at. And then like if I was going to go to like St. Pete Beach or something like that, it's like 30 minutes.
Because I've been talking about this and I don't know how much attention you pay to the water. Water is the greatest resource that we have in the state of Florida. When you say that.
Wait, how water, so though? Like as far as like tourist attraction
come,
or like.
Yeah, people come here for the beaches.
Right.
People come here for the natural springs. Mm. People come here for stuff like that. Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay.
I natural resources. I'm not talking about the theme parks because that was all built and stuff. The reason I bring
Disney,
it up,
Disney's getting to the point of being a natural resource at this point.
Okay. Well, the reason I bring it up is the red tide I hear is absolutely horrible over in the Tampa Bay area.
Yeah. So it's actually been literally on the news every day the past week, but I'm not really like, you know, I've asked people what red tide is, and I still don't have a clear explanation of what is happening. But it also sounds like it
hold
happens.
Hold on. Yeah. This is real life stuff. I'm recording my show right now. Oh, would you bring me some food? Okay, cool. I appreciate it. I will definitely bring it in. What is this?
Who is that?
It's my neighbor. Do you want to say hi?
What's up?
Yeah, we're good. So what is this stuff here? Okay, cool. Well, mom's coming home tonight, so she will definitely eat it up. I'm recording my show right now, so I really appreciate it. Thank you, man. All right, see ya. All right, sorry about that.
Who's that, your neighbor?
No. Yeah, it's a neighbor. Like, everybody's been real nice since my mom has, you know, been sick.
Oh, they should be nice in general. They don't have to wait till something bad happens all of a sudden.
I know. But anyways, the red tide, though, I hear that it is absolutely horrible over there right now because of all the fish kill. Like the smell, the odor. Like, have you been, like, able to notice that?
So not from where I'm at, and I have been on Bayshore in like a week or so, but I did see like photos of
I tell you, man, he sent some chicken, man. And I'm not bringing up chicken just because, you know, of
who's in chicken.
Know,
no, that's okay.
No, the guy brought chicken and it smells good. It's
he's
good
black,
as
isn't
hell,
he?
Though. No. He's not? A white dude. No.
He sounds black.
So, oh, he did?
Yeah. Well, I kind of heard him in the distance, but he sounded like maybe from Detroit area, maybe. Kind of like the Eminem type, I guess.
Oh, like 8 Mile, yeah.
Like he could be black. I don't know.
But no, I wanted to do you know the reason why we're having all the water problems in
no,
the state of Florida though?
But does it have anything to do with global warming?
No. It's about the sugarcane farmers down in South Florida.
Wait, what? How do you figure that?
Okay, here, I'll explain it for
you.
But
first, explain what red tide is as best as you can to me.
Okay, red tide is an algae bloom, which basically sucks out all the oxygenation. I don't even know if that's a word.
OxyClean.
Well, it kills all the fish because they cannot breathe in the water.
Oh, and the red tide is because of the blood from the fish, I assume?
Well, no. No, that the red tide is the algae bloom that is growing. So it's taking out all the oxygen and stuff out of the water because the plants, just like plants that are on land, they're breathing in carbon dioxide and releasing oxygen. The plants that are in the water is taking up the oxygen and stuff that the fish need to be able to live.
I don't want to say a good thing, but like, don't we want like more algae and coral reefs and all that stuff? Wasn't that like a huge problem a couple years ago?
Well, I mean, the coral reefs are good because they actually clean the water. That's good. The algae is what is killing the fish. Do you realize that we're only halfway through the year and there have been more manatee deaths combined than what we've had in the past 4 years?
That's insane. And you know why? Probably because of COVID. I'm just kidding. It can be though, because think about it. You say sugarcane farmers, right? I'm sure they were affected by COVID. And then like once things kind of somewhat got back to normal, it was probably a rush of everything all at once. It was probably overwhelming for the aquatic community. Okay.
So what is happening? You know that the Everglades is the natural, like, cleanser. Like, you could almost, like, correlate the Everglades as the douche for the state of Florida's water system. No, I'm being dead serious, because that water goes through, it gets cleaned out, it gets, because we have this porous rock mm-hmm. underneath all the sand and everything that cleans out the water.
So you should be like a marine biologist.
I studied a lot of this stuff, but what happened with the sugarcane farmers is that they cut off the access of the water to run into the Everglades to be able to use that water to water their sugarcane crops. Okay. But now they're also using fertilizer on that sugarcane. The runoff, they have these two man-made canals that empty out into the Gulf of Mexico and then into the Atlantic.
Okay.
And that fertilizer, what does fertilizer do? It helps the growth of plant life, the same thing as algae is, which is aquatic plant life. And that is why we are getting what we're getting right now.
Yeah, but doesn't this always happen, though? Like, this is nothing new.
Not at this rate, though, but Big Sugar, that's what I call them. Like
Big Sugar. Sounds like someone's grandma. Oh, that's Big Sugar.
Oh, that's Big Sugar. Big Sugar. He sounds like a big, like, a sinner. Like,
Big Sugar. Or some lineman that got diabetes or something like that. And they call him Big Sugar. By the way,
talking about basketball, real quick, will there be a game 7?
You know, I'm going to say yes. And the reason why is because, like, every game, well, at least the ones that I watched, and I think those two through the one now, have been like, you know, 2-3 point games. You know, one play changes the outcome. But I think it'll go to game 7, but I don't think like it's a guaranteed win for the Suns as well.
Isn't it nice, though, knowing and seeing that we're going to see a team that has not won the championship in a really, really long time? Has either one of those teams ever won?
I think maybe the Suns or the Bucks at one point, but like,
I don't think the Suns, because they're fairly new, right? Yeah, they're an expansion team. The last time I think they were in the finals was against the Bulls
with Charles Barkley, right?
Yeah.
And I want Chris Paul to win one, and then Devin Booker.
Dude, I love Chris Paul. You know, man, I am such a Magic fan. Dude, do you like the Magic at all or no?
They're okay. I don't hate them, but, you know.
I mean, it's your closest team in the state of Florida, man.
They just come to Tampa, you know?
Because you're from, now I got to tell you, one of the worst trades that the Magic ever made was getting rid of Ben Wallace and sending him to the Pistons. You know, Ben Wallace was a Magic player, right?
No, I did not. I just knew him as a Pistons player.
And Ben Wallace was a beast.
But this obviously is post Shaq and Penny.
Yeah, post Shaq. Yeah. Jesus. Do you realize what the team could have been?
Yeah, but you could say that, though, but you never, like, yeah, on paper, it looked like it would have made sense. But, you know, think of like the Lakers and was it 04, I think, actually playing the Pistons when they had Malone, but the Pistons
physically dominated them in that game because, I mean, you had Chauncey Billups, I think, on that team.
Yep.
You had
Rip Hamilton.
I mean, you just had a very physical team.
You had like a Golden State Warrior team, but like, their first year when nobody kind of knew who they were, but they played well together. So I'm rooting for the Suns, though, because Devin Booker is actually from my hometown back in Michigan, which is,
yeah,
it's crazy. I just found that out like 2 weeks ago.
Do you follow Rex Chapman on Twitter?
Nah, who's that?
Rex Chapman was Mr. Basketball in Kentucky, played for Kentucky. Now he's a white guy, but he balled out with like all the brothers. Like, I mean, he's
like a white chocolate from Ann One.
Yeah. I mean, he's another Florida player I absolutely love, dude. But Rex Chapman, like, he got into a big like pain pill addiction. and fell out of grace. But like he was competing in the slam dunk competition back in the day. White guy. He's got like over a million followers on
King
Twitter.
King Rex,
but, like,
that's what they call him.
No, Rex Chapman. But no, yeah, it could
I
be
see like
King
a nickname
Rex.
Called King. Yeah, King Rex. I've never even heard Rex, of this guy.
At Rex, follow him. It'll be one of your best follows at Rex Chapman. He played for the Suns back when they were in the finals the last time. And he was talking about how he had to guard Jordan during the finals of that thing. And he was like, the worst thing you could ever do is like you could be up by like 20 points. And if you talk smack to Jordan, like he would find some way like Jordan just did not like to be like called out. Like he did not like to lose at all.
I think the only way you could probably beat him is just by like praising him. Like if it, the other team would just have to.
Man,
like,
you're playing really, really good tonight, Jordan, man.
Jordan, you're great, man. My kids love you.
Your turnaround is on point.
You want to fuck my wife?
Yeah, dude. Yes, exactly. But so I would love to see that. I like to see new teams end up winning. I hate seeing teams.
The same
like,
ones. Alabama.
Are dynasties. A lot of people say dynasties are good. I don't know, man. I really don't know it's if just, dynasties are a good thing.
It's I like it too, seeing two new teams. And like remember LeBron said it was like the healthiest team is gonna make it to the finals, which is true. But the sad part is though, we all know if everyone that got hurt this postseason and every team that you know lost players for the season were, you know, that didn't happen, the Suns and Bucks would not be in the finals. And the sad part is next year, they probably won't be the, even make the playoffs.
Yeah, but you know what's also sad is that the small market teams, like an Orlando Magic, they cannot sustain.
Well, Orlando's not a small market. Though.
Yeah, Orlando is a small market team. It is. It is. I mean, be honest. It really, really is. Do you realize that when I first started working in Orlando, they ended up picking up Grant Hill from the Pistons that year, even though he had a busted ankle. I mean, you still make that trade, right?
Right.
Because Grant Hill at the time was Mr. Triple Double. Like
yeah, but now that you got a veteran, you got experience, you know, went to Duke.
And they got Tracy McGrady that same year. Okay.
That team with Tracy McGrady, and I hate to cut you off, that team with Tracy McGrady was, you know, in a perfect world, and they didn't have to play the Pistons or, you know, whoever else was in the East, was a good fuck. Or I don't want to cuss, but a
no,
good
you
team.
Can say whatever you do. But listen, do you know who they almost signed? And at the very last minute, he backed out.
Who?
Tim Duncan was almost like almost about to put the pen to paper.
Yeah, but like
you would have had Grant Hill. You would have had Tracy McGrady and Tim Duncan on the same team.
Yeah, but what year is this, though?
This is like 2004, 2005, maybe 2003.
Yeah, but it's just like
2003.
It's just like, okay, with the Nets, right? The Brooklyn Nets. You got James Harden, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and a whole bunch of other people. It's like, even though individually these players are great, like,
can you
that
have
doesn't
too many
mean
superstars?
They can jump. Yes, you absolutely can. I think, I almost think three, like this whole big three era, whatever you want to call it. I think that's too many, right?
The Bulls had a great mixture because, tell you what, you had Rodman, Pippen, Jordan, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, you had Kukoc. Kukoc was a great player at the time. But then everybody else, like
Steve Kerr.
Steve Kerr was pretty damn good. But their centers were a bunch of scrubs, though.
Yeah.
Like they had horrible centers.
Who was he? Luke Longley?
Luke Longley. they had the most awkward white dudes playing center on the Chicago Bulls.
Yeah, because Jordan doesn't miss a shot, so you really don't have no need for someone getting rebounds.
Yeah, and then, well, I mean, Rodman, though, I mean, he was pulling down 20 or 25 rebounds a game.
Yeah,
like,
but Rodman, he was probably still like high on coke from the night before.
And that's the other thing. Like, Rodman, like he would go out partying and, like, still show up and give you a 20 and play some defense. And you know something that a lot of people don't give Rodman credit for is he got in people's heads.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, the thing is, though, like that all comes, you know, comes back to great coaching, Phil Jackson. You know,
what do you think about What do you think about what Pippen is like saying some like talking some stuff about Phil Jackson being racist and stuff now?
No, you see, that's like that's just I think that's an attention grab. I think when these old players come out and they talk about other players or coaches or whoever, I feel like it's always like a money issue. You know, they need some attention. They need, you know, times are hard or whatever. So they, you know, say something ludicrous like that. But that would have showed up on The Last Dance, I feel like, if that was the case.
Yeah, it would have. But did you, we maybe have talked about this before, but do you remember like the first Dream Team?
92, right?
Barcelona. Yeah, it would have been 92.
No, I mean, because I would have been barely yeah, 3 years old.
Well, anyways, Tony Kukoc, who ended up was about to become a Bulls player. Okay. Uh-huh. And I guess the owner of the Bulls was like, all right, this is the guy, this is the piece, this is going to be our dead eye shooter and everything.
Wait, the GM, and, right? The guy that nobody liked, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah. Krause.
Yeah. I think it might have been. Is it Jerry Krause?
Yeah. Jerry Krause. There you exactly. Go. So everybody was making a big deal about him and Croatia. He played on Croatia, or I think. And Scottie Pippen and Jordan were playing on the Dream Team, and they were like, all right, everybody's talking about this guy, you know, like we need him or whatever.
Yeah.
And like Pippen and Jordan were like, all right, you got him the first half, I got him the second half. Okay. And they basically locked him down, like made him look like a nobody. Like, I don't even think he scored a point.
Well, yeah, but you can't blame Tony Kukoc, though, right? You got the greatest player in the history of basketball, you know, playing defense on you. Like, of course he's going to lock you up. Anybody else? Probably not.
Okay, Jordan was great, but does Jordan win all the championships he does without Pippen?
Ooh, I would say, I'd say five out of six.
So he doesn't win six, but he could have done it without Pippen.
Well, I would say this. So if they don't win three straight, I don't think he retires and goes to play baseball. I think if he would have like won one and then lost one, like he'd still keep playing.
I've always thought that has been a very, very weird situation.
What, him leaving?
Why he left.
Well, they said it was his father died or something like that.
Gambling problem. I heard the gambling problem, which kind of led to, you know, air quotes, his dad maybe dying for that. But I would also say that Jordan could gamble all he wanted. He's got enough money to be able to pay off any debts he had.
Exactly. You know, it's like, who cares what he's doing? He's winning. You know,
see, that's the thing about everybody used to talk about Charles Barkley. They asked Charles Barkley, Do you think you have a gambling problem? He's like, no, because I can afford it.
Right. Like, who's someone else to judge someone, you know, about how much money they spend, where and what? I mean, he's an international superstar. Okay. He's a billion-dollar athlete. I don't know back then, but either way, he has plenty of money. Like, I mean, the guy can do whatever the hell he wants to do.
Let me ask you, Space Jam, New Legacy, are you going to watch it or not?
You know, I haven't seen it in... I know some people who have, and it was mixed reviews. And one of the posts I saw, though, was like, you know, you got to remember, like, it's a kid's movie. All right. So as much as I want it to be good, I got to remember when I first seen the first Space Jam, I was a kid. So, of course, it was good. So I'll probably watch it. And I don't know, man. I think it's probably pretty good.
But isn't that kind of like LeBron still kind of like living in the shadow of Mike, though? Like.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, I would say so. You know, because LeBron, it's not, if he was in other movies, I don't know if he is or not, but like, this is kind of like his first.
No, like, Trainwreck. He was really, really good in that movie, Trainwreck.
I'd never seen that. What was that about?
It was a comedy movie, and it was actually really, really good.
He's had cameos, but like, you know,
he actually had a pretty good, like.
Trainwreck? I gotta look that up.
Yeah, it had Amy Schumer in it.
Okay.
It's a lot of Saturday Night Live people in the movie, but like one of the guys that Amy Schumer is dating is a physical therapist, and he's LeBron James's. So LeBron is actually playing LeBron James in the movie. So it's not like it's a big stretch for a role.
What is the point of doing that? What is the point of putting like I mean, I get it for publicity, but like, I mean, if you can't act, you can't act. You know, like, it's so weird seeing like athletes in movies, and they try. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that, you know, they suck or anything like that, because I sure as hell can do it. But, you know, it's just like you put them with these like Oscar winners and stuff like that. You can just see like, yo, why the hell did they put LeBron in this movie?
Yeah. One of the, you know, who I think is the more and more, because I really hated him at first when he left Orlando, but Shaq might be one of the coolest guys ever to play in the
NBA.
Wait,
why did you hate him? Because he left?
Because he left Orlando.
Yeah, but why did you, like, so how does that feel? Like,
well,
because, do you feel like he owed you, you know, owed the city something or something?
At the time, I really, really, like, now looking back on it, I really, like, it was dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Because he really does like the city of Orlando. Like, he still has a home here. He actually was talking about running for sheriff at one time. You know, he has his degree
house there,
in
law. Right?
Well, he, yeah, he does. And he has a degree in law enforcement. Like he wanted to run for sheriff of Orange County.
And he has his doctor's too, I believe.
Yeah.
Shit.
But Shaq does like all this like nice stuff.
Yeah, you can tell people, he'd be cool to hang out with.
Yeah, and the thing is like him doing the Papa John stuff. Like, I like that. Like, because that guy ended up being the most racist mother ever. The Papa John guy.
Yeah, what's his name? John.
I don't know. It's some Guido sounding name anyway. So, but what I'm saying though is that like I'm like cool, Shaq. You know, and Shaq was a great entrepreneur. Like he, like, I don't think he ever like cashed any of, well, like spent any of the money from his playing career.
Yeah. But like, did you watch him on Hot Ones?
No, I did not. No, I did not.
Okay. So he was saying that, when he first pretty much got signed or whatever, that he blew through like all his money buying like cars and all types of stuff for friends and family, and forgot that, you know, most of that stuff is you got to pay taxes on it. So, and then like at the end of the show, so I mean, you've seen Hot Ones, right? Where they eat the wings and they get hotter.
Yeah, I know what show you're talking about.
He was kind of being like a prick to the host guy. Like, it was kind of funny. Like, you know, when someone like kind of extends it too long as far as like jokes and stuff like that, like you could tell by watching this show. So I mean, Shaq is probably a cool guy, don't get me wrong, but like after watching his episode of Hot Ones, it was kind of, I don't know.
But I mean, Michael Jordan, I think he's a dick after seeing some of this stuff. Like, he seems like a real a-hole.
Yeah, he probably is, but you kind of
gotta
have to be
an a-hole to be successful. But like, you know, like, you know, Shaq, you know, like at first when he came into the league, like he signed a big like just shoe deal. And
oh yeah, those are the ugliest sneakers ever.
Yeah, well, he had the Shaq pumps at one time, remember?
I thought those were pennies.
No, he had the pumps. Shaq was the first one that had the pumps.
Oh, I gotta fact check that.
Reebok pumps, because Penny was Nike. Remember, you had Chris Rock that played Little Penny.
Oh yeah, that you're right. Damn, I just looked online. They are going for Shaquille O'Neal, Orlando Magic sign. Oh, these are signed. Like $200 to $1,500 bucks.
What, the Reebok pumps?
The Shaq ones.
Yeah, but he was some mother like got in his ass about like, you know, like, you know, my kid, you know, he would like to wear your shoes, but, you know, it's going to be like $200 for this and that. And Shaq ended up, you know, like he created his own shoe and started selling those bitches at Walmart. Like, I think he went LA Gear at one point. Like, I know, which that's a
but
little
he wasn't
ghetto.
The first to do that, because I remember the Marbury, Stephon Marbury.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Yeah. But like, if you were ever caught wearing those, man, you would get roasted,
would
like
get
crazy.
Clown.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
But,
Starberries, that's what they're called.
Oh, well, but Shaq still made a lot of money out of Walmart, though, man. And did you see the guy that, because Shaq is a big sponsor of Zales, and I know that this could have been like all made up and set up and everything, but this dude was like, you know, kind of had his chick's like engagement ring on like layaway, you know, like, yeah. Look, I'll admit, like, I used to put stuff on layaway back in the day.
Would you put an engagement ring on layaway?
No, hell no. No. Like, I was, well, but back in the day, like, if I wanted, like, a new video game or something when I was a kid, my parents would be, they would, you know, try to instill in me, like, you know, you got to save to be able to get stuff that you want, you know,
we would
put it on layaway. And then I would work and earn money, and I would go every week and put money down on it until I was able to pay for it, you know? Shaq, who has a line of jewelry at Zales or whatever, you know,
which he has a line of jewelry at Zales. He's the general, whatever, that car insurance.
Oh,
Papa John's.
And everybody wants to clown him about the general. Like, you know, he's probably making great money off of the general. Like, they're getting big, big actors to be in those damn commercials as well, too. Like, the guy from The Office has been in those commercials.
The sad part is, though, I've never met anyone with the general insurance.
No, pretty crappy insurance. But what I'm saying, though, is, like, this guy like still owed like another like $8,000 on this engagement ring. And Shaq like went up to the guy and was like, hey, here's my card. You know, just, you know, like, I can't do a great Shaq, but he was like, yo, just put it on the card,
get yourself something nice too.
Yeah. Get something nice too. And then that video went viral and Shaq was like, you know, I didn't do that, you know, for it to go viral because Shaq wasn't the one that posted it or whatever.
Yeah, but it could have been staged. I mean, like, what's the odds that
could have been
Shaq? But, like, first of all, Shaquille O'Neal walks into the jewelry store for some reason as if his doesn't just come custom made to his house and overhears someone paying for a payment plan for an engagement ring. Like, I don't know. And then somebody just happens to have their phone out. I might have to watch the video. I haven't seen it, but from the way I'm thinking about it, it might be set up.
Yeah, probably is set up. Now, we're talking about, like, fall from grace. You're talking about Stephon Marbury or Marbury. Allen Iverson is another big fall from grace. But
yeah,
Steve Francis might be one of the biggest ones that
I've
ever
seen. Holy
shit,
I forgot about him.
Have you ever seen, like, Google, like...
Don't tell me he's on drugs. Francis. I just hope he's broke, but not on drugs.
No, just Google Steve Francis crack. And look at images, please, and tell me what you think.
Because right,
Steve Francis was a baller at one time.
Oh, man. First picture is him lighting a pipe.
Dude, it looks really, really bad.
Wow. And under the caption says, Steve Francis says he's not on drugs as he's doing drugs.
No, but like, what was that character that Dave Chappelle did?
Tyrone Biggums. Yeah.
You want some crack?
Red balls.
The funniest thing that I ever saw was when him and Joe Rogan did the Fear Factor one.
Oh yeah.
he was like, oh, this is some great cow anus.
No, he was eating a horse penis. That's what it was.
Yeah.
And the girl next to him was like taking her time. He's like, come on, girl, what do you do? My turn.
Yeah. And what about when he was like laid on the bugs or whatever?
He went to sleep.
He's like, I'm good, Joe Rogan. I'm just gonna and he covered himself up with like paper.
Yeah, and they were like, Tyrone, you could go home now. He's like,
nah, I'm good.
Wake me up later.
What is your favorite Chappelle? I saw one I had not seen in a while, and then I do need to go. But the dice shooting competition.
Oh, the World Series of Dice.
That might have been one of the funniest ones.
Yeah, with
ever seen.
Ashy Larry.
Because, yeah, and then Charlie Murphy breaks in, and he was like, "You're gonna have to shoot me." Yeah, and he was like, "Bam!" Shot him. Okay. He was like, "Ah, this motherfucker." Yeah, and then Ashy Larry walks back in. And he's like, "I got more money," and I mean, some of the stuff that
go
they
upstairs
got away
and
with,
put some lotion on.
I mean, the Chappelle show was groundbreaking. I don't give a damn what anybody says.
Yeah, but you can never do that again.
You couldn't get away with that right now. No,
Like on any platform, Twitch, YouTube, doesn't matter. Like you couldn't do that though.
Like, was it Tyrone Biggins or who was the racist?
Clayton Bixby. That was probably Clayton one of the funniest ones. Oh my God. I still quote that today.
The funniest part, I showed that to my dad like right before he passed away. And he thought that was the funniest shit in the world because I know I just cursed and I lost a bet. Because somebody bet me that I couldn't go, but you know what? Screw it.
You can just edit it out. Don't worry.
Yeah, I know. I ain't editing it out. Screw it. When they were out there in the truck and like the white people,
the guys are beat on the hood.
And he was like, I smell. Get that in. Yeah, he was like, and I was like, oh my God, whoever wrote this.
The guy came back. He's like, Jasper, what did him? Can I say that? Well, I don't want to say C word.
Yeah,
one of them blanks came by.
No,
it was beating on my hood.
Yeah. Listen. I'm never going to say that, but like, I'm not one of those people who's like, oh, well, why can rappers say, and you know, I can't. No, like I would never, ever like censor a black person, African-American from saying that word. So
yeah, like, but I don't even really say it like that. Like rarely, if at all.
But I mean, is that wrong of me to feel that way though? I don't know.
No, not at all. I mean, it's always going to be one of those like, up for
like,
debate
I will
issues.
Never say it, but I'm never going to be one of those white people that are like, well, you know, one of the most uncomfortable interviews I ever saw was this, forget the actor's name, but he was on a Fox News thing, uh-huh. And the guy was bringing it up about rappers being able to say it.
I think I know what you're talking about.
And
he was like, go ahead, say it.
And the guy was like, go ahead and say it. And he was like, no, I'm not going to say it. He was like, I'll say it with you. He's like, if you want to say it, say it. And I was like, it was so uncomfortable. But I was like, hell yeah. I love that type of stuff.
I know. And I always tell people like, you know, there's I hear it every now and then from I work at a bar and like, come on, it's privileged white UT kids who don't give a damn about nothing. So, you know, and music is hip hop usually on the weekends. And yeah, I mean, like it's too many people to like trying to correct.
Would you rather somebody be out front with their racism or be undercover racist?
Be out front.
Yeah, I mean, I really
because undercover is so much more dangerous. Like, it's just like, I don't know. And the sad part is though is like, there are some people that I've met in my life that are like who are probably, you know, I guess grew up racist, but like they will like tell me that and then tell you like, well, but. I like you. You're a black person. I like type deal. You know, I'm like, what the fuck? What does that even mean? You know, or like, know. For instance, like hearing like shit like, you're the whitest black guy. No, I was like, what does that even mean?
I hate that.
I hate that. Cause like no one can explain to me, like, what does that mean? Like, what am I supposed to be doing?
Like you say what you want. Everybody thought that Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was like a comedy, but they also did hit on some like real, like hard hitting topics. Do you remember the
Carlton?
Carlton trying to get into the fraternity.
Yeah.
And they were, I was like, when I look back on that, I was like, man, that's really effed up. You know,
but that's
like
still
that
like
really,
that today, though, too.
Does stuff like that do? Does stuff like that really happen?
Yeah, but you wouldn't see it like out and about. You know what I mean? Like it would probably happen in that specific situation, like being, you know, pledged for some type of fraternity or something like that. But, you know, I think now like people are starting to, how do I say this? Like you don't got to be a gangbanger or you ain't got to be a thug rapper. You ain't got to be none of that stuff to be considered like successful.
To get street cred. Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Ciroc, tell people how they can check out your podcast, how they can follow you on. And we didn't even get into this, but we will get into it next conversation. I want to thank you for inviting me to be able to go to the Dolphins versus the Buccaneers game.
Oh, yeah.
With you.
Don't thank me. You earned it, man. You deserve it.
Because I am a big Dolphins fan. Like I me and dad. Grew up watching like there are two things like the Gators and the Dolphin. We went more Gators towards the end.
Uh-huh.
Because the Dolphins had some very lean years there.
Well, yeah, Dan Marino left. I was
after
say, yeah.
Marino, after Ace Marino Ventura. Left. Yeah, that was still a great movie, by the way. I love that. I love that to death. But I want to thank you. I'm really excited about that. And if there's any chance we can get tickets to the USF Florida game.
You said that's September 11th, right?
Yeah. And see, that's I'm kind of worried about that because that's the 20th anniversary.
Yeah, but nothing's going to happen.
Terrorists love to do things on anniversaries and dates. They
And
I noticed that the USF Florida game is the biggest game that weekend.
Yeah, I guess it is. I guess it really depends on how well they do before that game.
Well, I mean, it's the second week of the season.
Is it? When does college start? September?
Yeah, September. Oh, yeah.
Shit, I thought it started in August for some reason.
Like, you know, it's coming up.
Yeah, I can see what I can do to get tickets to that game. September 11th. And I can find seats by the exit if something happens.
Yeah, a joke. I mean, we'll be good. I will bring some of that like epinephrine or whatever, like we can stab in our heart. Like if it's like a chemical attack. Yeah, like a chemical attack or something. And we can get out of there if it's like chemical warfare. But once again, tell people, well, not once again, because I cut you off, but tell people how they can follow you on social media and how they can check out your podcast.
Of course. And Toto, I think I forgot like my spiel. Remember, I used to have it flowing really well.
Oh, it's Ciroc, not like the liquor,
but I taste better.
Taste better.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. So yeah, you can check out the podcast on either Apple Podcasts or Spotify, Facebook as well. I'm trying to grow the Facebook page a lot more lately, but it's The Weekly Review. Or you can just type in my name, might be a little quicker. It's Ciroc, S-E-R-A-K. I know, unfortunately, not spelled like the liquor, but I promise you, I taste way better.
Better. Yeah, now you're living with your chick. Can we get that contest going to see, like, you know?
Oh, possibly. I still got more stuff to move in, so.
Anyways, Ciroc, I think this is one of our best conversations we've ever had. Like, seriously, we did not show prep for this at all.
No,
we did not talk about anything about what we were going to do. And I don't even know how long we talked for.
Like an hour and a half, maybe.
God,
I don't know. I lose track of time.
All right.
Probably like an hour. Just be ready October 10th to have a good time. It's going to be great Sunday. Hopefully it doesn't rain, but it's going to be fun.
Now, can I crash with you?
Yeah, I don't care. We got extra room.
All right, cool.
I'm serious. Right. Pool, extra room, everything.
All right. I will be the pool boy if you need me to. Like, did you ever see that movie, The Birdcage, back in the day?
What is that about?
Robin Williams.
Is he the pool boy?
No. What's his face? Hank Azaria, that does all the voices on The Simpsons. He did like a pool.
Wait, time out. One person does all the voices on The Simpsons?
Well, I mean, he does a lot of those. Like, he does a poo. He does a lot of he does Chief Wiggum. Anyways, he plays the Spanish pool boy type thing.
Uh-huh.
And he just walks around in a Speedo. So, like, if you want me to be like your like pool boy that just, you know, walks around.
You got to fight. You got to fight the other pool boy that usually is out here.
I'll knife fight the hell out of him. We'll do it like Michael Jackson style. Like, we'll tie our hands up. I'll have a blade in one hand and he'll have another blade in his hand.
Exactly.
And we will definitely go at it. Or we could do it like
in
that
the pool.
Movie Blood. Or we could do it like that movie Bloodsport back in the day where they wrapped their hands up and then they dipped it in glue and then they dipped their hands in glass.
Yeah.
And yeah. I will definitely do that all day to be your pool boy, Ciroc.
I'll let the maintenance staff know that we got a new hire coming.
All right, buddy. I had a great time today, and thank you so much, as always.
No problem, buddy. I'll talk to you later.
All right, man. See ya. Bye.
Peace.
And that's the show for today. Thanks for listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, don't be a dickhead. Do us a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the show. Also, check out the Tuttle category at 315live.com. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is brought to you by Starfire Transport, StitchUup.com, and PocketPairClub.com. Special thanks to show producer Vulture and co-host Sirach. Show voiceover service is brought to you by JCVoiceover.com and The Little Cheese Show. Download and subscribe to The Little Cheese Show everywhere podcasts are found. If you want to help support the show, go to paypal.me/TuttleOnTheRadio. You have something you want to say? Tuttle@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 407-270-3044. To follow all Tuttle's social media, go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with two Ds .net. Thanks again for all your support, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
I get ignorant in normal situations.
What you mean?
What the fuck you mean?
What are you talking about?
Nigga, what the fuck is you talking about?
Oh, shit.